Hello and a big warm welcome to you and welcome to the Aware Parenting Podcast. My name's Marion Rose, PhD, and today I am continuing the series where I'm sharing the story at the end of one of the chapters of my most recent best-selling book called I'm Here and I'm Listening. And these are sections that are from a child's perspective, and I really love them. And this one is from a child and their relationship with screens. So that's coming right at the end of the episode. And I really love the chapter on screens in my book, if you haven't already read it. And screens is a thing for you and your family, which it is for many, many families. I really invite you to read this because I loved writing it so much. It really helped me get clearer on some things I wish I'd been clear on when my lovelies were younger. They're now 22 and 17. And through having conversations with Aletha Salter, who is the founder of Aware Parenting, that really supported me in finding a few more pieces of clarity that I hadn't had before. And that would have made a huge, huge difference for me, particularly with my son, when there were some really challenging moments. And I really do want to say that some of the moments where I have felt most powerless as a mother, where all my own painful experiences of powerlessness from my own childhood bubbled up, and where I quite a lot of times responded in ways that I would really prefer not to have done, was in relation to screens. And the way I see it is because screens are so immersive, aren't they? They're so enticing. There are so many amazing things that children can do on screens. And if we're not wanting them to be on the screen at that moment and they're not willing to get off, oh my gosh, it can be really big and powerful. So if you ever feel powerless in relation to your child and screens, I do really recommend reading that chapter. There are a few little nuances there that would have made really a big difference for me in terms of going through a particular process. I learned so much in my journey with my lovelies, and there are many things that I did with screens that I really enjoy. One of them was lots of experimenting. So my lovelies didn't ever go to school, so we were together most of the time in their younger years. And so we did a lot of experiments around screens. We experimented with not having screens until a particular time of the day, like 3:30. We did an experiment where we had a certain amount of time, which was often something like an hour and a half each day at the same time all together. So I generally, because we were at home together all the time, we would have these agreements, and I would also be doing what we'd all agreed. So I would have the same relationship with screens that they did. So that was one that I know that we all seem to really enjoy. There was something about getting up and not having that temptation of going on a screen and all agreeing that we wouldn't get on to a certain time that was really enjoyable. And the sense of connection was so yummy. For a period of time, we had each of our screens around a circular table. So I have this really low circular table that's had many incarnations. And that was a really enjoyable time, I remember, where we'd all sit around it. So at any moment we could look up and we could actually see each other and could be chatting about what we were doing. So really, I talk a lot about in the book about discussions, agreements, finding ways to meet everyone's needs. Like really, that is the foundation of aware parenting and screens, if you make that choice. I mean, there's so many choices that parents make, and as always, I really invite you to deeply listen into yourself and what your initial resonance is, and then to be having conversations from that place. And then from there, we can also bring in beautiful attachment play and loving limits, but after that whole process. So I talk about that in quite a lot of depth. I think I have talked about this recently here. I know I've talked about it in a few places. I think on the recent loving limits update, I talked about that. So the different ways of communicating loving limits and giving information about why we're offering a loving limit. And this is the part that would have been transformational for me, is to have these agreements in place to trust and convey trust in our child that they're going to stick to them, to be talking about that. And then if they are not willing to, and they're watching more episodes or staying on longer, then we might then offer a loving limit with the information, the because, as because I really want us to stick to the agreement that we made. That would have been so helpful for me. So if you're not familiar with loving limits, I invite you to go back and listen to that episode, and this will all make more sense. So I really think screens, out of many, many things in parenting, that really putting ourselves in our child's shoes can really make a huge difference. I think so often we can go into our own powerlessness and not see their perspective and see what they're experiencing, and really go into our own like future thinking, you know, what's going to happen if X, Y, and Z, or our own picking up emotional sticks and judging ourselves or judging them, going into all kinds of unhelpful ways of thinking. So again, as always, it's really helpful to have awareness about what we're telling ourselves and what we want to be telling ourselves in relation to screens. And the more we can see things from their perspective, which means entering into their world, being interested in what they're interested in, asking them questions, watching things with them, playing online games with them, like really being involved in what they're involved in, that can be so transformational. And on Instagram a while ago, I was sharing about a conversation I had with the father of my children. We were having a chat a while ago about the evolution of his journey, particularly with our son and screens. And he's going to come on, and we're going to do a whole series actually, and he's going to come and talk about the evolution of that process for him. It can be really, really powerful. We can have all kinds of unenjoyable ways of thinking about our child when they're wanting to, whatever it is. Often it can be gaming, often it can be doing things that weren't around when we were their age that perhaps we don't quite understand, and we haven't really dived in to understand what it is about that that they are loving so much. And I think what I love about this story at the end is it's really seeing, just like us, have you ever, I don't know if you have, maybe a series or a movie or something on a screen that has been really, it's really affected you, it's really moved you, it's been significant for you. And perhaps you've been sharing it with a friend, or if you have a partner or a relative, and really thinking about how you would feel if they were dismissive or they judged you, or, you know, some of the things that we might go into with our child. And in comparison, how we would feel if they were really interested and asked questions and showed us that they were interested in what we were interested in and wanted to understand more about why it was so important to us. And that can really meet needs for care, for mattering, for love, for being seen and heard. These can be really significant needs that can get met through our child sharing about what they're interested in and us being interested in that. So that is what I share in the story, as you'll hear soon. And again, I really recommend the chapter in the book. As I was writing it, I was so loving it so much, I did think, oh, I wonder if I might write a whole book about this. I did used to have a course called Kids, Screens and Aware Parenting. I don't think that's available anymore. And I did also have a thought about making a bigger, longer, more in-depth course. So that's one of the possibilities in my consciousness too. But for now, I really recommend reading that chapter. And if you haven't already got my book, I'm Here and I'm Listening, you can get it from Amazon. If you've already got it, would you be willing to write a review then? I would really appreciate that. And now I'd love to share the story. And before I do, I want to send you so much love and compassion. And I want to remind you, if you are picking up sticks in relation to how you've been in response to your child and screens, to just remember what I've shared, that those are some of my most painful parenting moments. So I really understand. I am sending you so much love. And I will share this story now. Sometimes I see your face go all funny when I say I want to watch something, and I just know that you don't like it. I wonder why you don't want me to do something that I love so much. I'm so excited about the new episode. I've been waiting ages for this new one to see what happens to my favourite character. I wish I didn't need to hide from you how much I love it. Sometimes I wish you'd just sit with me and watch it, and I could tell you afterwards about all the things that I noticed. I remember that one time you did that and I loved it so much. But also I do need your help sometimes. The other day I got into watching that old show I used to watch and I kept on needing to watch another episode. I wasn't even really enjoying it. It was like I couldn't stop. I really liked it when you came over and helped break the spell, and then how we played that fun game afterwards pretending to be the bear. I felt so relieved. Oh, Dad, you're coming over to watch the new episode with me? I'm so excited to tell you all about it. You must care about me after all. Isn't it so fun? I love the way that the main character has that magic power. I'd love to have magic powers. I sometimes wish I had more power, and watching this show helps me feel powerful in my body. I love knowing more about all the characters than you, so I can tell you about them all. Are you listening, Dad? And you look interested. Wow, this is like a dream come true. I remember how you used to say that this show was stupid, and I felt so sad back then, like you didn't love me. But you're here now, and you're watching it, and we're together. Oh, this episode is over. Wasn't that amazing when he jumped over that huge building and saved his friend? I felt so excited then. I just love how I feel when I watch him do things like that. I'd love to be like him. Dad, after I tell you more about his origin story, could we go and play in the garden where I'm him and you're his friend and I jump over the wall and save you? Oh, you said yes. This is my best day ever. Thanks, Dad.